My guest on Book Notes this month is the poet Hyrum LaRue, who is also the founder of Poetry X Hunger. And if you've been noticing a welcome uptick in the number of poets that have been featured on Book Notes recently, that is very much thanks to Hyrum. He's been sending some wonderful poets my way. And it's his turn today to talk about World Food Day, sponsored by the United Nations. And this is commemorated every year on October the 16th. So welcome, Hyrum. First of all, thank you for sending us such wonderful poets, and a very warm welcome to you yourself today.
Well, thank you so much. You're so hospitable to all the poets in the area. We really appreciate that.
Oh, of course. I want to start with your website, Poetry X Hunger. What was the impetus behind founding that?
What we found is that after years of progress in reducing hunger, we've started to lose ground. Hunger is on the rise. And what I noticed was that poets have spoken up about other human condition issues such as injustice and slavery and women's rights, but they haven't had a chance to speak up as much about hunger. And so I founded Poetry X Hunger to encourage poets from literally around the world to write about hunger. It's all too many causes, and really it's shattering impacts. And poets have really responded.
You know, I think that we tend to consider poetry as being perhaps a little esoteric. And so for it to be addressing difficult social issues seems like a wonderful contradiction almost in a way. Won't you give me an example of the kind of poetry that does cross that divide?
Well, the way I say it is poetry will never end hunger. I understand that. But can it help address the issues of hunger? I believe it definitely can. Poetry tends to reach people's hearts and souls. Yes, we need all the trend lines, we need all the data, we need all the statistics. Those are incredibly important in understanding hunger. But if we want to reach people's hearts and really souls in order for them to take action, then I think a tool like poetry can be very, very effective. It certainly has been over the years on issues like immigration. Think of Emma Lazarus's poem, The New Colossus, which is at the base of the Statue of Liberty and speaks directly to the need to be welcoming to all immigrants.
Give me an example of the kind of poetry that does reach hearts and minds.
Well, here's one that was written almost 400 years ago. So it provides the historical depth to the notion that poetry has been written about hunger for a long time. And it's written by the master haikuist Matsuo Basho. For this lovely bowl, let us arrange some flowers, since we have no rice.
For more like this, you can go to poetryxhunger.com. And this has been founded by poet Hyrum LaRue, who has been my guest today. And this is very much in honor of World Food Day, commemorated every year on October 16th. Thank you so much, Hyrum, for sharing your thoughts with us on this.
Thank you very much.